now headed to the ring from Orlando, Florida, at a combined weight of...
What?
Really? Never mind. The Top Rope Wrestling Podcast.
Here come the duck,
the ugly ducklings.
Taking their way to the ring, accompanied by Coach Mikey, weighing in at an unknown number of rubber ducklings, from Paws on the Horn, let's lose, I'll kill joy, ugly ducklings.
They are minus a duck.
Let's lose, I'll kill joy.
I believe they operate.
Are you trying to say they operate under Freebird rules?
I was trying to get to it, and my brain shut off. So yes, they operate under Freebird rules, so any of the three can wrestle at any given time.
So the coach is going to wrestle?
It does look like he is going to wrestle today.
Crowd is quacking along.
So, I'm just noticing. I wonder if he realizes what his mask is exactly.
Well, don't keep our fans in the dark.
So it looks like he is wearing a plague mask.
Yeah.
Yes, it does kind of look like it has a duck beak, but it is a plague mask that he is wearing. And here comes Coda.
From Music City, Tennessee, the innovators of hashtag demonship and your hashtag
oh, that is.
Daddies, the Music City Messiah, Caden Green, and the bastard son, Ronnie Mills, the Coda!
Yeah, this guy's a little too much for me. That's a level of energy I can't drum up anymore.
You do not have that kind of energy?
No. And that's why he wrestles and I sit in a chair and make ha-ha.
Are you good at making ha-ha?
Yeah, I'm relatively decent at it.
Yeah. It's not like we get paid to do this or anything.
Yeah, I'm not a touring comedian or anything. These are furry men.
They are very furry men.
Crowd is chanting demon shit. They are the Coda. No one's challenging the fact that they're the Coda.
No, I don't think they are. So, yeah, as a musician, I have to... Do you know what a coda is? Sorry, I didn't realize you put the phone down.
Know what a Dakota is?
I know what a Dakota is, but do you know what coda is? And
no.
I'm assuming it's why they got their name.
No,
so
go for it.
The coda is the ending of a piece of music.
Oh.
It's the termination point of a piece of music, like the last phrase.
All right. Starting off, and the Coda member that looks like Tommaso Ciampa with face paint starting.
He does kind of look like Tommaso Ciampa with face paint. And tattoos. More tattoos.
It's like a cross between Ciampa and Eric from the Viking Raiders.
And the crowd is still quacking.
Crowd is getting quack crazy.
Whoa.
Someone is coming in right now. More than halfway through the card. I like the Ducks tights. They have them on it. Kind of looks comic booky.
Yes.
We check our mics?
Huh? No, we are good.
Our guest mics?
Oh, they're all set up. I just got to turn them on.
Okay,
all
right. Duck is trying to prevent Dakota guy from getting to his partner. Going to step off for just a minute.
Okay, not a problem. I will be here making the call. Sorry, I was just trying to fix some of the video issue that we are experiencing, but that's okay. We should be good. Going across the raw rope and Ciampa Man, a part of member of CODA. I didn't catch his name. Oh, rolled over top of him. Duckling. Oh, rolled up. Arches back. No, Min. Oh, and he's rolled over. Still a two count. Leg sweep. By the way, yeah, his hand. It wasn't. Ooh. Caught himself and the double drop kick to the chest. Quack. They are quacking. Looks like he is feeling good. Oh, and he tags out. He was not isolated for sure. And first time for the big guy from CODA in. Oh, he wants coach. He wants the big boy. Coach also has a Triforce tattoo on his ankle. I'm not exactly sure what his shtick is, the gentleman from the CODA, other than the... face paint. Oh, elbow to the back of the head. Knocked his hat off. Oh, that's going to be a problem.
Kick his ass, Mikey!
We are in this corner of the ring getting advice as to what to do. Leverage is key, apparently. That is what we're looking for here. Mikey is the ugly duckling. That is in the ring tonight. Mikey is not the normal wrestler. He is not normally one of the guys. He is normally acting as the coach, but he is in today. And there is a Amber Alert for anybody who is wondering.
Well, that was an adventure.
All the way to the bathroom?
Yes. So did I miss anything?
You missed Mikey join in. That is the gentleman that is the coach's name.
What happened?
The coach, he came into the ring after being called out.
Okay.
as obviously he's not normally part of the stable. I mean, he's part of the stable, but he's not normally one of the guys wrestling.
Correct.
So, but he is today.
And he's
he has no selling. Oh, he is spinning him around.
Oh, Lord.
I feel like he's close enough to tag in. Oh, and does that tag just happen?
Yes. Threw him into the other guy.
We have body slams going on everywhere.
And the tag.
And the tag. Kind of missed. They're trying to get the quack going again.
Yep, they got a good quack going.
Slap to the chest. Another slap to the chest.
Crowd.
Crowd is cheering them on. They want one more time.
Crowd calling for one more time.
One more time. That probably stung the back of his hand.
Yeah. Whoa, that guy got dropped.
From the
yeah,
from the coda,
and the coach does not look happy about being
no.
flipped off.
He almost got his finger pinched under the ring.
Yeah. Heavy quack chance going.
Yes. Right now they're looking like not so many ducks, though.
Oh, he just got pulled on the back of his head and stomped on. Dakota has taken over this match. There we go. Hey, now I can
see. And they have isolated him. Into their corner.
Into the Coda corner.
The Coda corner? Corner
There's
Coda.
Quack chant going. Someone's smoking a cigarette.
Uh-huh. They are. I'm assuming they're doing it outside because.
And there is a strobe light going in the background. Santa hat. Is that a...
It actually makes me remember that I forgot my Santa hat.
Yes.
I was going to wear a Santa hat today, and I completely left that at home.
That's all right. We abandoned the Christmas theme when
we
handed the tree up to be to be used as a weapon.
Which it has yet to be used.
I have faith that it'll
be used.
You have
faith that it'll be used at some point?
Ooh, that was a heavy clothesline.
He is crawling towards Mike.
Yeah, he just got stepped on.
He did.
And thrown into the corner. a lot of the locker room out here watching this match.
Yes, they are.
Not just over there. I mean, there's some over in the corner.
In the corner, too, yes.
Crowd's now egging on the Dakota. Turned on the Ducks.
Well, I mean, they're chanting demon shit, so I don't know if that's necessarily...
Like Satan's poo?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's, you know, not something you really want to chant. Whatever. Oh, that was a stunner. And now they've knocked the coach down.
He has gone back down again. He is on the ground.
I think he's going to... That looks like it's pissed him off. It's going to set a fire inside of him. That when he gets tagged in, I think he's going to clean house. If he gets tagged in.
That was very nice. Backflip off the second rope.
The coach has still not made his way back up to the area to be tagged in. Crowd chanting, holy shit, I think the coach is going up.
I do believe so.
All right, we might be ready for a tag. And yes.
Oh, we are ready to go.
He is ready for the hot tag, and I believe this will...
Oh, the tag is in, and... Coach Mike is in.
Coach is going to...
Big clothesline. Another big clothesline. Oh, another one. Oh, double clothesline. He broke it.
And, you know, to be a good coach, you got to know the game.
You do have to know the game.
And he's definitely going in and showing
that he
the
can
team
still do it.
That
he can
he's
show what's up.
Yeah, he's not just going to say, you know, stand on the sidelines with a clipboard and dictate what should happen. He's going to go in there and make it happen. He's trying to get a quack chant going.
What the hell is that?
He get poked in the eye? What the
Did
hell
he
happened?
Throw his underwear at him? What is that? Happened? I believe that's a pair of underwear.
It doesn't look appealing, whatever it is.
No. Oh, it's demon shit that he threw at him. Oh, he's possessed now. Whatever it was possessed him.
He's turned on his partner? He has. He's turning on his partner.
He's possessed. He's possessed by demon shit.
By demon shit. They've rubbed demon poo on him.
They can tell him what to do. And he is following. He has been brainwashed by the demon.
And they can't DQ him for it because it's his own partner.
Correct.
Coach is about... I take back everything I said.
Oh, the quacks are coming in.
Is quack bringing him back?
The quack is bringing him back.
He snapped out of it. The power of the quack. Oh, he just got bitch slapped in the face. He took his hat off.
Oh, no.
Crowd chanting, you fucked up. The hat's going back on.
And it is turned backwards.
Oh, snap. Shit is about to pop off. Will that be enough?
Oh,
no.
No, it was not.
The other duck is now getting in position to be tagged. He's going to leap over the coach on his back and got the other guy. That's a pretty fancy schmancy move.
That is.
Now, much like calling to the powers of Randy Orton, he's beating on the mat. If you're watching and want to join the conversation, please feel free.
Yes.
Ooh, Kota just got super kicked to the face, or one of them did. And then he got the other guy thrown at him. Heavy quack chant has come over the crowd.
And coach is going up to the top. It looks like he's going to the top rope.
This could prove deadly for everyone.
Yes, including the ring.
Yeah. I was including that
in
everyone.
Oh, he just got pulled off.
Now he's just draped over the ring.
Oh, is he going to jump off of him?
He's jumping off his buddy.
Does he hit the roof?
Oh, he was so close. He's very close to hitting that metal bar.
Got a double stomp to the chest.
Mm-hmm. Wonder if we could get a "you ducked up" chant.
Maybe.
Ooh, I think this might be the end of the Ducks. Yeah, that looks like it'll
be the ending.
Yeah.
He is. Oh. Oh no! We had him broken up.
All right.
From the outside, well, coach saved him.
That's what a good coach does. It saves
your team.
Saves the victory for the team. What I really look forward to is anyone in the audience that can hear me and doesn't understand my sarcasm.
Right.
Looks like he's going off the rope. Whoa. And he got drop kicked on the way down.
Yes, after going for the top rope.
Oh, just gave him a duck you.
And an elbow to the chest. Choke him? Oh. We are quacking in the middle of the ring. Do launch pad.
Like launch pad McQuack?
That may be. Oh, he's going to try and flip him onto him.
Wow, that should be
interesting.
Yeah.
Mikey's going to fly. Oh.
He did not launch.
he did not do, I think, what was expected.
That was painful looking.
Oh, there was a spear. Mikey lost his hat, made sure his hat was back on.
He's channeling his inner Roman Reigns.
You gonna go for a suplex?
Jackhammer.
Jackhammer.
And it's over.
Torch with the jackhammer suplex.
The Ducks have come out victoriously.
Yes, they have.
And the crowd will quack in joy.
Okay, we are here with the Ugly Ducklings who wrestled earlier tonight.
Hello.
Hi.
At least two of the Ugly Ducklings.
Testing. Yes. Sibilance. Hello. Sibilance. Testing. 1, 2. Sibilance.
We are the Ugly Ducklings.
Sibilance. Testing.
In a
one,
world.
Two. 1, 2.
All kinds of high tech. So.
Quack.
Quack, quack.
We're not used to this fancy. Like, I'm not used to my voice.
Can you guys hear me? Or is this just my internal monologue?
It's your internal monologue. You're actually not saying anything.
This is blowing
me. Wait, I'm sorry, I just answered, so awkward, guys.
I just answered your internal monologue.
All our interviews get awkward. So
oh, yeah.
It's going to happen. It's
going
to happen.
We're going off the rails here.
Our last time we had chuckles, so, you know.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I asked him if
we won't be that entertaining.
I asked him if his backstory was whether he was a party clown or a circus clown. He just said yes.
So, thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you. And obviously, we're going to go ahead and take this over, so we appreciate you allowing us for, to coming onto our podcast, or a podcast, as we call it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Podcast.
Thank you guys for being our guests. This is our nice equipment.
Yes, as
we
said, I'm Rob Killjoy.
I'm Coach Mikey.
And we are
the Ugly Ducklings.
And, this is our podcast, as we call
it.
So thank you.
You're listening to 93.9.
93.9.
And one thing I like is that you're a player coach. You'll get in and mix it up, too.
Yeah.
He is a player, but that comes easy with Tinder, though.
I ain't a player. I just duck a lot.
Oh, he stole my joke. Wow.
That's my joke. Oh, I made it up.
You were on the ball with
disagree.
That one. So first, tell us a little bit about the match today and, you know, about yourselves.
The car went real fast. It was real good.
It was good.
Hard and fast.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
It
was good.
We highly enjoyed the match. It was great.
Thank you.
Did you guys have fun?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
As long as everybody enjoyed it and had fun, that's the whole point, right?
Absolutely.
The crowd seemed to like it.
You were possessed at one point.
I was. It was scary.
What happened? How did that come about?
He doesn't remember that, obviously, but I can give you my blood.
Can you curse on here?
Oh, yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely.
Demon shit.
Mikey,
demon.
This is a damn family
shit.
Show.
Demon shit.
No, this is a family show, Mikey.
Demon shit happened. And
the worst coach in the history.
Coach Bombay totally cursed.
Yeah, so you are completely blocked by the Christmas tree that not used in a match.
Quack.
Was it me? Oh, there's a camera, too?
There is a camera. Yeah. See, you can actually like
fancy.
See.
Oh, my.
You know what, though? I just noticed that we did not actually work. So now everybody can actually see
us.
Oh, hello.
Before they couldn't.
Hello. Now the podcast really gets
going. Now the podcast. Yeah, the podcast. Or pondcast.
Pondcast.
When you're used to saying podcast, pondcast.
Pondcast.
It's okay. You just got to train yourself, man. You'll get
exactly.
there.
Exactly. It just takes a little while. So I know you guys are normally a trio.
Four, actually.
Oh, nice.
A quartet.
Quartet.
Yes. So there's me, and there is Rob Killjoy.
I'm Rob Killjoy.
There's Lance Lude, and there is also a man named Colby Carino.
Cobbly Carino.
Cobbly Carino.
Cobbly. Yeah. Cobbly.
They actually had, if you read up on the internet, there's like different websites that will have different variations of us. So they had, there was a match where it was me and Rob were wrestling. But they not only advertised me as the wrong duck, they spelt it Cobbly Carino. And I laughed so hard at just the word Cobbly.
it stuck? And
now he's got a new gimmick. Either he's
the cobbler.
He's a cobbler. Like, either he eats a lot of cobbler or he just fixes shoes.
Yeah, but or Oswald Cobblepot.
Ooh, little penguin. Mm. Quack penguin action. Mm. So he's a duck and a penguin? Is that...
No. Don't ask questions you want the answer to.
Obviously you guys work under the Freebird rules, right?
Oh, yeah.
Free duck rule.
Free duck rules. Yeah, so you can
come on.
Go ahead. Whenever that Ugly Ducklings are advertised, you don't know what you're going to get, but you're going to get enough duck to go around. Don't worry.
And, we saw your guys match a couple months ago now.
Yes.
With the Yeah, the stairs and everything that were out there, and yeah,
yes.
That was a couple months ago.
The Mayhem
was
on Mills,
Saeed,
yes.
And
yes.
Treehouse.
Yes,
yes, yes. That was
interesting. They kicked me in the face.
Did they?
They got hit in the head. He got knocked out.
Yeah,
I remember that. And I believe I returned your clipboard to you that day.
Ooh.
Oh,
yeah,
yes, you did.
Yes. You should have just broke it over someone's head.
So, like, I have a very bad luck with clipboards. A lot of them are. A matter of someone in West Virginia tried to steal mine.
Got some demon shit going on behind you.
Yeah, and, see, there's some demon shit that is going on behind us right now.
But yeah, this girl in the crowd ran off with my clipboard, and she like hit it under her arm. And the worst thing was, she tried to hide it between two posters that she had bought from our table earlier that we signed.
What a bitch.
And
I hope she's listening.
And a guy like walks up to me and I'm like looking for my clipboard, and he's like, dude, right there, her.
Dude.
And I just like walked up to her, and she like, you can't explain yourself why you're hiding my clipboard under your shirt. Like, you're trying to steal it.
Absolutely.
Because they think we're all John Cena and we throw out like
everything
rally rags every show that we're made of money. I have one clipboard. Don't steal it, please.
He hustled that clipboard. He's loyal to it. He respects that clipboard.
Yes.
Yes. Hustle, loyalty, respect.
Oh, we got it.
Chain gang.
Chain gang.
Remember
we did.
The what? Wait,
if you didn't see that.
Yeah, what is.
Remember, that's what he started before he started doing the jersey.
Oh, the
he did
the
pinkies
thing.
Yeah,
together.
The fingers out, yeah. The pinkies out.
Wasn't even the.
Then he put out
no, it was too
the gnarly.
Yeah,
I'm like, yeah, that
was
like
a double gnarly.
That ton will get over, brother.
I'm gnarly John Cena.
So how'd you guys become the Ducks?
Ooh.
You want to go ahead and explain our backstory?
So a long, long time ago, I was a coach for, an air hockey team, and they fired me. Let me go. So I'm sitting there. I'm like, oh, this sucks.
Laid off.
And I'm just kind of moseying down the road, and I stumble across this pond. And sure enough, this pond's got one of those big-ass tunnels that are just leaking this toxic.
Ass tunnels. You know the ass tunnels.
The ass tunnels.
Yes.
All this toxic ooze into
all that crap.
The, into this pond.
Demon shit, maybe.
Maybe demon shit. You never know. Maybe it just comes full circle.
Nah, I'm pretty sure that we're far and away.
But sure enough, there was 3 ducks in there, and I scoop them out with my clipboard, and they kind of transform into these hairy monsters, and we're like, hey, let's be a tag team. Let's be a group. And we've just been
a quartet
since. And
A quack quartet.
Since quartet. Then, I've been approached by a bunch of different air hockey teams. Mm-hmm. They want me back. I said, you can't afford me.
He knows where his proverbial bread is buttered.
Yeah.
So you're now out of the air hockey game.
Out of the air hockey game, I am strictly professional wrestling.
I mean, he might be a little rusty, but if he wanted to go back, he could smoke all those fools right this moment.
Yeah. Were you the Phil Jackson of air hockey coaching?
The who?
Phil Jackson. Lakers
yes.
coach?
Oh,
yes.
Sure.
Former Lakers coach. The guy who won 6 titles with the Lakers.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, that guy.
Well, no, sorry.
I would go so far. He's
he won
like
6 with the Bulls and then 2 with the Lakers.
He's
whatever.
Like, he was like the Jerry Sandusky of air hockey.
Okay.
It is like super
Jerry's
coach.
I, by the way, this is completely off topic. I showered in that shower that all that or some of that shit went down in the Jerry.
I'm sorry. Show me on the doll.
I was not touched. Thank goodness.
Wait, time out. What are we? Are we talking about? That's
the
dude
Penn
from
State
Penn State
guy.
State.
Yeah, that's the
you
Penn
were
State.
In that shower.
I was in that shower because it was.
See, that's the sports references I know. That's all I got. Guys.
I told you all our interviews get awkward at some
absolutely.
Point.
I love it. No, I'm here for this.
Well, listen. We forgot to tell you guys, this is a family podcast, so if you will, please watch your language and keep the topics a little less blue.
A little less blue.
Appreciate it, guys. Appreciate it. That's going to be your first warning. It's going to be your first warning, okay?
First warning.
Going to kick me off?
Maybe.
So, but yeah,
we have the powers.
I legitimately have actually been in that shower. So, no, take one, have it.
I will
put it on your car.
I'm gonna cover my entire fridge with those.
That's awesome,
that's great.
Take one.
So
take quack. One.
So where else do you guys wrestle besides Mayhem?
Everywhere. We were in West Virginia last night. We were at last week. We were in Delaware. We wrestled in New York. We've been flown out to California, Minnesota.
So
all over the Carolinas, Georgia, Florida,
Floridia.
I'll show you. So, like, the way I kind of keep in
Massachusetts, Rhode Island.
I keep in touch with where we wrestle.
Maryland.
There's this app called Places
Michigan.
I Poop.
Yes.
And so,
nice. So, I actually know this app. That's
yeah. So you can pin wherever you poop.
Iowa.
At. So
Illinois.
Just going through the list.
Yeah. That's what my map looks like. That's
actually
where we go in wrestling.
Isn't Braun Strowman the one that brought that to a lot of people's attention?
Yeah, so I heard it through Braun Strowman. Yep. I was like, oh, this is dope. So, like, I get really excited when we go to new places because I get to poop there.
Yes.
And
I remember Braun Strowman's tweet
about that.
We have
to account for a lot of extra time.
Yeah. But it's a pin on the
big guy. I mean it takes a lot of poop. I'm a big guy.
So,
I know,
it's not
I know
so much about pushing as it is relaxing and letting your body do the work.
Look at this. Look at those.
You –
look, that's
wow.
That's California.
That
California,
is.
California.
Oh, wow. In L.A. You're pooping in L.A.
Yeah, I pooped
Hollywood,
in,
big time.
Big,
big time, California, California.
I think we've lost it.
Yesterday we're on the way to show, and I had to take a poop, so I'm in the bathroom. And mind you, it's like open bathroom, but there's only two stalls. There's no urinal, and one of the stalls is out of order. So like, okay, well, how out of order is it? There's no toilet whatsoever.
There was just
no
toilet. Yeah.
That is very out of order.
That's a complete lack of order.
That's very Europe.
Yeah. And
Europe rocks that no toilet or not.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there wasn't even a hole.
Oh, it was just nothing.
It was just tile.
What?
there were stuff where you could attach a toilet if there were toilet to be attached.
Got it. Okay.
So it's
like,
got to be a real emergency if you're asking how out of order is it. Right?
No. So there's where the second part of this comes. I'm sitting
to the ladies' restroom.
Yeah, he was already in the ladies' restroom, and I hear a guy come in, and I'm talking about, like, he's jiggling on this door like he's freaking Jack Nicholson, like in The Shining, he's about to bust through. And I am, like, sitting
here's
there, like,
Porta Johnny. Yeah.
In my head, I'm like, I don't need to tell him I'm taking a poop because clearly he's jiggled the door enough to embarrass me. And I don't get embarrassed by much, but I was like, I'm not saying anything to this guy. He immediately goes around to the out of order one and, like, fucking Jean-Claude Van Damme kicks it open. And then
nothing's there.
Realizes there's no toilet there. But in my head, I'm not thinking, oh, he just doesn't know there's a toilet there. I thought he knew something more than I knew. Like there was a secret
button.
Yeah,
there's a secret latch.
And a toilet comes out.
And a toilet kind of comes down from the wall. And I was
listen,
like,
we
oh.
were in West Virginia, so I mean, the technology, you just.
I mean, they might have just gone out in the woods and shit.
When I came out, he was just, like, leaning against, like, a display of Cokes, and he's just, like, having a miserable time.
from my perspective, this is what I saw. I went to the ladies' restroom. You know, I only had to do a number one because, brother, we're on the road. We got to go.
Oh, yeah, you got to go.
So I come out, and, you know, I purchased, like, a Gatorade or whatever it was, and he's sitting there, and he's like, do you have another bathroom? So, oh, no, just that one. And I was like, yeah, my friend's in there. And he's like, oh, he didn't say anything, and it's like, well, it seems like you didn't know somebody's in there. But
right,
okay.
I mean, it's locked.
I was
it's
like, he didn't come out. I would have seen him come out. He's a large individual.
you're not going
to
miss him.
But I go, well, I just went to the ladies' restroom. And he goes, brother, what I've got to do shouldn't happen in the ladies' restroom. And I was like, all right, man, well, take it easy.
And so he should have done any places he should have shit.
Places I should have shit my pants is probably the app that he needs to download.
Oh, man. Well, I appreciate the story. That's friggin' wonderful.
I mean, that's pretty much 90%.
It's literally become a shit show.
These are the days of our lives.
The 90% of my stories are just like, so I was taking a poop, and
I mean, that's how all I was taking a poop or I was drinking. Those are like the two best ways to start a story, right?
Yeah.
So I was drinking with friends.
Oh, what was it? The game? Were you drunk or a kid?
Yeah. Oh yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's always a good game. Most of mine are just a drunk kid.
Yeah. I mean that's.
The times are different.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate your guys' time. We'll
yeah,
let you go.
Of course.
Well,
thank you.
We appreciate you guys.
Thank you guys for coming
on
our show.
Our
podcast.
Thanks for having us.
I appreciate being on the show.
Yeah, I mean, I think you guys did okay, but I don't think I did good enough that we're going to bring them back. What do you think, Mike?
We might be able to cut some clips from this episode.
Yeah, yeah. Like say,
some
we'll
sound
put in
bites.
Like a best of for the end of the year. Best of for the end of the year coming up.
Yeah, I mean, our 1 year anniversary is going to come back, or is like in the what? Couple weeks?
Yes.
Beginning of January.
We'll find some interesting guests to help pad this. So it's
we'll put some other people.
I mean, there are plenty of people around here that'll definitely handle the mic better than I can.
We'll edit in like.
I handle a mic better than you.
Oh,
it's, yeah, Coach Mike.
Well, all right. Well,
appreciate it. Oh, my mic wants to be handled. He is putting the hands down.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
This has been another episode of Where We Poop.
We're Darth Vader.
There's one way that we end everything. And since they can see us, I guess they'll see us legit. We put our hands in, guys.
Okay. We're going to put our hands in.
Come on, Mike. You know the deal. All right. We're quacking, guys. All right. Up and down. Yeah. You know the deal. Quack, 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 quack. Thanks for coming. See yourselves out. All right. All right. We do not validate.
Have a good one.
Thank you for having us.
I'm taking these magnets. See you.
Go right ahead.